I said about 2 minutes. He said, we're ready now, so let's go. No.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Washington, D.C. to Stockholm, Sweden, Sydney, Australia, to Kathmandu, to here, beautiful Hollywood, California, we are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this gorgeous L.A. day here. I guess we got rain coming this afternoon, but right now you got blue skies, beautiful clouds out there. It was about 65 walking in here, so...
like usual, it's been... whenever we're in studio, it's a nice day for most part, but no rain... as of yet, but it's coming today, and it seems like, Mark, for the last 2 weeks, we've had more rain than I could remember in the last 2 years.
Not only the rain, the gray skies, the cold temperatures, the dreary, depressing, weather, which matches everything else that's going on in the world right now.
We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to start off with our birthdays, and we got a call-in guest today. With all that's going on in the world, we'll tap on that briefly. We're here to just make people happy and think about all the good stuff.
It won't be a gloom and doom show today. It's just going to be a regular Tastemakers radio show.
No doubt about it, but going further, Mark, like we start off every show with the birthdays, and there's a bunch of them today.
Great.
So, everybody's celebrating the birthday today. Here we go. You're probably not going to remember this name off the top of your head, Mark, but Merrick Hanna. Does that name sound familiar?
Merrick Hanna?
Uh-huh.
No.
America's Got Talent. He was that young dancer guy. He went pretty far. I don't think he was that big of a deal with a dancer, but he was a dancer. He was 14 years. He turns 14 today. Hmm. But America's Got Talent, Merrick Hanna. I remember he had a weird name.
No, yeah. It doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah. Football player J.J. Watt.
Oh, yeah, J.J. Watt, I know. I've heard of him.
How old do you think he is?
He's a football player?
Yeah, J.J. Watt with the Houston Texans.
32.
30. Huh. 30. James Marshall, Mark, a TikTok star. He's 17 today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Gavin McIntosh. He's just an actor. I don't know him for anything, but he's 20 years old today.
20.
James Patterson, the writer.
Oh, yeah, James Patterson. Boy, he's into everything. Didn't he do Zoo?
I think he did, yeah. He's 72 today.
Okay.
Dax, the rapper, Dax. He's 25.
D-A-X?
D-A-X, Dax.
25.
Yeah, he's 25 today.
Good for
your buddy and my buddy, William Shatner.
Ah, Bill.
How many candles is he celebrating in his birthday cake today?
I'd say 89 or 90.
88.
88, okay.
88, so he's almost 90, but he looks good, eh?
He looks pretty darn good for 88.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. I wonder how he looks in the morning when he gets up without the...
without his tube?
You know, saying that, you know, as good as Dolly Parton looks, and she's like 78... she looks so fake. I wonder how she looks when she gets up in the morning without the wig.
I say that all the time, like Jane Fonda, too. You know,
Race. Jane Fonda and Dolly Parton, when they get up in the morning.
These older women, you know, when they older women celebrities, you know they have caked on makeup and wigs and all that stuff.
Rick Harrison. You know him from
Pawn Stars. Right, yeah.
Funny how you said Storage Wars. It's just like people come up to us all the time and they think we're on Pawn Stars.
Right.
Pawn Stars, Storage Wars, and what's the other one? Antique Roadshow.
Yeah.
Antique Roadshow. For whatever reason, I don't know why. And also that they think that we're the marijuana attorneys.
Right.
The marijuana
that's
lawyers.
Show that's on some cable network.
Yeah.
Right?
And they're the marijuana lawyers from
Right. We've had many people say
Miami.
That to us. They thought we were the marijuana lawyers.
Yeah. Anyhow, Rick Harrison, how old do you think he is?
I'd say he's 50.
54.
Okay.
Keenan Michael Kay, he's that African-American actor that was buddies with, who's the guy that does all the scary movies now? Us?
Oh, Keenan,
he was like a pair with
Jordan Peele.
Yeah. They were like buddies, you know, doing stuff together.
Well, they were a team, right?
Yeah, they were a team. It's funny
Peele
though.
Keele and Keen.
Yeah. So this guy's doing commercials, and Jordan Peele's doing Academy nominee movies.
Well, you know, that's how it goes sometimes.
Just a couple more here, Mark. Micah Mang. He's 3 today. He's a YouTube star.
YouTube?
And yeah.
He was 2. And he's a YouTube star when he was 2?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Andrew Lloyd Webber, who I thought.
I'd say he's 77.
I thought he passed on. He's 71 today.
Oh, 71. Oh, yeah. I thought he was older.
Yeah, 71. And last but not least, Mark, Matthew Modine.
Matthew Modine. I like him. Star of Wind.
Wind.
Yeah.
And
America's Cup
also played the villain kind of like on Strange Things.
Oh, that's right. The bad guy. Yeah, right.
How old do you think he is today?
50.
60.
Matthew Modine, 60?
60. Yeah.
Wow.
He's all white now, and he's 60. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's it. So happy birthday to everybody. Oh, and today's the 22nd, right?
Yes.
So tomorrow's the 23rd. So I want to wish happy anniversary to my daughter Chelsea
hey,
and her husband
right.
Frank.
One year ago
tomorrow. They were married and they
yeah,
had
March 23rd,
you know what? They had reservations at Nobu in Malibu yesterday to celebrate yesterday,
okay.
which was closed.
Oh, that's funny you say that because Stacy mentioned that. But I thought that Frank
Look at
said,
that.
I know. I thought Frank said that he didn't want to do any make a big deal about the anniversary, first anniversary. We were over for the fight or something.
Yeah.
Didn't he say like no big deal? Or you say that or something?
Well,
like
that's
so they took it up tenfold, not to celebrate, but to go to Nobu of all places.
Well, I think that's probably what she wanted to do.
Huh.
I forgot. By the way, Facebook fans, we're on Facebook Live right now, so I forgot about that. So that being said, but yeah, so happy anniversary to Frank and Chelsea.
Yes.
1 year tomorrow,
wow.
And so yesterday they were supposed to celebrate at Nobu, but Nobu is only takeout.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I estimate 7 to 10 days, and that's all gone.
That's
all the
gone.
Takeout stuff is.
And so
be
they
gone.
Went to Porto's yesterday, where they got their wedding cake from last year, and they got a mini one yesterday.
A mini one for mine? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I saw that Frank posted that yesterday, that they were at Porto's.
Oh, is that right?
Facebook,
yeah. So happy anniversary. It was a fast year, wasn't it?
Boy, unbelievable.
Wow.
Well, the older you get, the faster life goes.
You know?
And the way things are going in now.
So now Chelsea's like saying, everybody, of course, is like saying, when are you guys going to have kids? You know, when you start dating somebody, then they start saying, when are you guys going to get married? Or when are you guys going to, And then when you get married, then the next question is, when are you going to have kids? You
yeah,
know?
And?
And, you know, probably at least another year, you know, they got to figure things out, you know, financially, because, you know, once you have kids, you got to pay for, daycare and what have you. So and Chelsea says, you know, we just got married, so we want to spend more time together. But in reality, Mark, so they've been married for a year, but they were together for 4 years prior to that.
Yeah.
So
but everybody doesn't get pregnant within first year.
Yeah. But I'm just saying you had five. I'm not saying rushing to have kids. I'm just saying, you know, when she said we want to spend more time together and have fun. And I basically said, you guys have been together for 5 years. So it's not like you just met a year ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I said, do what you can now. I go, you know, people, you know, Frank is 30. So next year he'll be 31.
He's still young.
Chelsea's
I mean, we didn't get married until we were 35, I think.
34.
Yeah. So.
But Chelsea's going to be 29. So when you're a woman, you want to have a kid by the time you're like 32.
Yeah, but again, you know, Stacey was older too.
Oh, yeah, so, women have, you know, the pluses and minuses to everything. Anyhow, congratulations to them.
Lots going on out there.
And, you know, you're hearing about it when you turn on TV. I was out in Malibu yesterday with Carrie. Mark was out in Dana Point with Stacey. And when you get away for the day,
you
don't have the TV on, and you're out and it's a beautiful day driving down PCH. You're not thinking about it.
Still beautiful out here in lovely Southern California, folks. Although tourism may be done now, when it gets up, I encourage everybody of our global listeners to come on out to L.A. and have a good time, because L.A. is the place. L.A. is the place. So come out and enjoy. I know I was enjoying last night at home at 7:30 in the FYI Network, watching our episode 3, I think, from our Storage Wars episodes. Which is fun and entertaining. So get out there and enjoy. Eat something good, too, while you still can. As a matter of fact, one of our call-ins today in about 20 minutes is going to be from red-chocolate.com. So it's a great chocolate company. So we've got the L.A. director of the – or not the L.A. director, the USA director of the chocolate company giving us a call. He's going to share with us some information on the chocolates. And I think Glenn said he was going to send us some samples. So I got to get him our address where he could send some samples, because when things are down and out and more or less, chocolate's always a great way to get things going.
Yeah, and that you said, Mark, when you're at home, you know, eat a little more, indulge a little bit. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, I think I am indulging a little more. I feel like I'm putting on the pounds a little bit.
Well, that's because you're not exercising like you normally would. You're staying quarantined at home. You're not getting out and about like you normally do. You're staying home and you're eating. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to get put on a few pounds. But as you put them on, when things
How
get back
How do you feel
normal,
about that?
Oh,
I mean, do you feel
exactly
like you put on some? Yeah, yeah.
Like same thing. You know, eating. You know, we're doing our daily walks, but we're not going to the gym like we used to. So it's... you know, it is what it is. But on another note, there's great TV to watch right now.
Yeah.
There's just a ton of stuff.
Yeah, there is. And you know, that's what they keep on saying, like on CBS Morning News this morning, that they're saying, like, there's so much good stuff out there between Netflix and Amazon. But how much TV can you watch?
Right.
Yeah,
we don't really start until about 5 or 6.
Yeah. And usually, for most part, I wouldn't, before this whole thing started, I usually start watching TV till 7:30 or 8. Then I'd have a relaxing 3 hours doing that. But now I think we're starting like at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, which is, even then, it's a little earlier. So I don't want to find myself becoming more of a couch potato than
right.
I was.
That's
so I started picking up some books. I started breaking out some books that have been in the, you know, mm-hmm. in the family room and started doing some catching up.
Yeah. A lot of reading. Reading, go out, exercise. You know, go out
I find myself drinking every day now. There's
booze?
The cocktail hour.
You're talking about booze.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it takes the edge off a little bit. It makes you a little bit more loose, a little bit more relaxed in you know, with what's happening out there. But it is what it is. Business continues for us. So we're doing the Reality Television Awards May 31st, which is still a go. Well, as I said, that is still 2 months away.
Yeah.
So
it's a long time.
www.realitytelevisionawards.com. It's the seventh annual. I think is this the third time that we're doing this? Or the second time we're doing
second
it?
Time.
Okay, second time.
But we ourselves attended twice before we gifted.
Okay.
So this is our fourth time we're involved, but gifting only twice, but we attended twice.
Okay.
Remember, the one was on Hollywood Boulevard,
right.
And then the other one was on La Cienega. That was the first one we went to. Storage
Wars.
It was on La Cienega at that one
club. Oh, yeah,
that
right.
Was the first
that was
one.
A weird one.
Yeah.
That was really weird.
That was the first one we went to. And Storage Wars got the...
Yeah, they want something.
Somebody was there from Storage Wars. I forgot who was there.
I don't remember.
It was...
Oh, that's right. It was Daryl Sheets, I think.
Yeah, Daryl Sheets.
Yeah.
He was...
So this is the 7th Annual Reality Television Awards. We are producing the official gifting suite. It is Sunday, May 31st at the Avalon Theater in Hollywood. We have got a few spots left, so if you are interested in participating, please send us an email at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com, and we'll get you some details. Gift bag is still wide open, the gift lounge. We've got a few spots. As a matter of fact,
it's Glenn, a smaller venue.
Us in a couple minutes here, is from redchocolate.com. They are going to be our official candy, our official chocolate for the gifting suite. So we're excited to have him calling in a couple minutes and go over that.
Yeah. Like Mark said, there are still spots available. It is a smaller venue, so we're not having as many as we normally have when Mark and I sponsor and host our own event. So it's limited space. So we'd love to have you on. Like I said, we're still it's still on. It's a smaller venue, so it's not going to be one of these places where there's 1,000 people. And we're hoping that, it's as of today, it's still taking place. So we hope to see you involved. But like we were saying just moments ago, watching more stuff at TV with all the options, Hulu, Amazon, Netflix, and God knows whatever other stuff they have going on. Hunters. This is probably the last, Mark and I go out to events, not nightly, but a couple times a week. We go out to events and parties and red carpets and premieres and so forth. A couple weeks ago, we were at it wasn't a premiere, but it was a special thing for the Amazon show Hunters with Al Pacino about Nazi hunters.
Yeah, concentration
so
camp survivors.
That's on Amazon, yeah. So Amazon had a wonderful party out in Highland Park to turn the stretch of Highland Park and Figueroa to look like New York in the 1970s.
Yeah.
I guess they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, it looked good. I mean,
and they had people. They had old cars from the 70s on the streets. They had people for this whole stretch, which is about three blocks, wearing 70s outfits, leisure suits, bell bottoms.
The cops
were dressed like cops from the 70s. So it's a wonderful thing. They had the screening for episode one, and then when you walked in the theater, they gave you like a comic book. They gave you candy from the 70s. There was cigarette packs. There was the bubble gum. So that was fun. And then we went across the street to the bowling alley where they had a party, cocktails, pizza, and Hunter.
Yeah, it was
so
nice. Very
so
nice.
I have since finished watching all 10 episodes. How about you?
I've got two to go.
Two to go. And how do you
like
it?
Yeah, I like it.
The first three or four episodes I loved. Then it got kind of slow a little bit. Then the last two I tend to lean away from, but the ending of the final episode, you're going to dig it. Mm. There's like a little surprise there at the end.
Good, good.
You'll be surprised as
I
was.
I'll probably finish that off tonight. Well, probably not tonight, tomorrow. I think there's a lot of good stuff on tonight. So
a lot of good stuff. And another thing that being home, we started tuning into Ozark.
Well, oh, yeah.
Carrie has new season
starts on Friday.
Yeah. And I have since just finished season one. This is something you
know. How many episodes?
10.
Okay.
It seems like everything's 10.
Okay.
It seems like. But anyhow, I've been hearing that this was a good show. I'm not really a particular fan of Jason Bateman. I don't know why.
His roles are always exactly the same.
Yeah. So he was in
The Outsider.
Yeah. That's right. And did he die in that?
Yeah, he got shot.
He got shot?
Yeah.
Jason Bateman?
Yeah.
He got out of prison then? He was in jail.
He was only in jail for a couple nights. And then,
who
yeah,
shot him?
One of the
I must admit,
one of the parents of the kid that or one of the victim's parents or cousins or something. Or
for some reason, I must have missed it because all of a sudden he wasn't there anymore. Yeah. I'm thinking, how come they're not
showing
him? They were
taking him. It was to court. He was coming to his first day at court, and the guy came out there and shot him, killed
him. Oh, wait a minute. I saw that. I saw that. And that's when the one cop got shot, like, in the leg?
Yeah.
Oh, he got killed?
Yeah,
he
got killed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez, I did see
did
that.
Did you wonder why he was never in any more episodes
that's
after he got
saying.
Shot?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, anyhow.
Louise.
But anyhow, so Ozark's been on for a couple seasons. Had no interest in seeing it. Don't even know that much about Ozarks. When I hear Ozarks, I'm thinking hillbillies.
Yeah, it's just one of those shows that you just think, eh.
But I said, let's check it out. The new season's going to be coming up. I think you'd like it.
Okay.
I think you'd like it.
Yeah, we'll watch it. I have to finish watching The Hunters this week. So, or tonight, maybe, or not tonight, but tomorrow maybe I'll finish watching Hunters, and then we'll move on from there.
Don't we have a shout-out for one of our clients? Do you have?
Sure.
But so you're going. Mark's going to check for that information. But hey, how cool is this, Mark? The AT&T now has got the voice activated. You don't need the remote anymore. It's voice activated
for
AT&T for your remote control. Yeah, turn on.
Well,
Hunters.
That's only if you have AT&T cable.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I don't have AT&T.
I know, but
cable.
I'm saying, how cool is this? We have this, so we're thinking about getting this now. But I don't know. But isn't that crazy? How cool
well,
is that?
It's pretty crazy.
You don't even need a remote control anymore. Just walk in and say, TV, turn on. Turn on the Hunters episode 3. Or turn on Modern Family on Wednesday night. Anyhow.
Yeah, so I'd like to do a big shout-out to one of our brands that's coming into our Hollywood Moms Celebrity Swag Bag. Hollywood Moms /
Mother's Day
Celebrity Swag Bag. And the name of the company is Buy Bombs Help Mom. BuyBombsHelpMom.com. The company started by president and founder and CEO Maria Alter. And mom bomb baths are unique and stand above all others for two very distinct reasons. They are made with the care of a fine wine, using all the best ingredients, and creating packaging of the highest quality and elegance. And the company was formed to help fund its charity, which is mombombs.org, which is cool when you got a product that helps or benefits a charity as well.
A lot of our clients are affiliated with charities and stuff.
But this is their own charity. They started this particular charity.
Right.
Which helps moms overcome the hurdles of crises in their lives. The products stand for quality. They're handmade in the U.S., which is always great.
Yeah, great.
Natural, vegan, organic, and cruelty-free ingredients, which is even greater. They use essential oils, fragrances, oils made from the most alluring scents and aromas that provide the experiences of relaxation, distress, pampering, and spa that we all crave. There are three premier gift sets, the Classic, the Calm, and the CBD, and the Magic, with a fun surprise in each bomb. Nestled in beautifully made keepsake box, which is great because we also had them in
Chris
Everett gifting
event. I remember
the
presentation was key.
Back in November, which was a great presentation. So we thank you for participating with that, because that's also benefited a great charity, the Chris Everett Charities, which was great. So she provided for that event, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
Their charity, which is, again, mombomb.org, is the reason why they make the premier products that they do. Those who need a hand because they are stricken with illness or caring for a loved one who is ill or crisis, come seeking help from Mom Bombs. They need help from our offerings of house cleaning, meal delivery, child care, and laundry. So it looks like they do a lot of stuff for moms, which is great. So that
perfect fit for the Hollywood Moms gift bag.
Again, so it's mombomb.org. You can buy their product at buybombshelpmom.com, which is again, we always like to do our share for any brand that works with Wow Creations, and again, you know, thanks so much for participating in that. Their website, both websites, buybombshelpmom.com, and the charity is mombombs.org, facebook.com/buybombshelpmom. She's Maria Alter. She's president, founder of the company. So again, Maria, thanks for participating with us. Thanks for being in our past event. Thanks for being in our upcoming event. Thanks for all you do. And everybody, all our listeners out there, go and help her out with this thing. Go to the website. And so, again, we thank you for participating with us.
Yeah. Look forward to it. I guess she's going to be sending this stuff to the product pretty soon.
Yeah.
And because we never got a chance to get any for us when she was in Chris Everett. So hopefully we'll get a couple extra for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a great event. That's another thing that we're working on, the Hollywood Moms Mother's Day. And, again, Emmys and Reality Television Awards. So things
Always
are good here.
Going on with us.
Things are going on. Like Mark mentioned, we were on Storage Wars last night. Boy, that is a kick. I tell you, it's uplifting. Yeah. Fun stuff. And even if it was only one episode, God, I love it.
Yeah.
That clip you sent me last time, Mark, was where did you get that from? Did you film that from the
show?
Yeah,
it was on TV last night. I just filmed
it
right
off
the TV.
But it looked like it was like a professional clip that you didn't film from the TV.
Just filmed it from the TV.
Yeah, sharp and sharp and beautiful. I see you got the Saigon hat on from when we were in Vietnam in, was that 2006?
2008.
Yeah, I know I have one too. I got to figure out where the hell that is.
Yep.
Did you buy a shirt too?
A shirt?
Yeah, from
Vin Pearl.
Yeah,
the resort we were.
Oh yeah,
at.
That one. But anything else from Saigon? A T-shirt?
Yeah, I did. I got a T-shirt from Nha Tran.
Yeah, me too. Do you know where it is?
Yeah, I do.
Oh damn, I don't know.
I wear it every so often.
Yeah, have no idea.
Actually, I'm wearing my whole Vietnam wardrobe, my safari jacket from Vietnam.
Oh right, yeah, that's right, We got those before we went on the trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm all good to go here.
Anything exciting on TV tonight other than the Kirby enthusiasm?
Well, I like the Windsors on CNN.
Right.
Also, the CNN is doing this thing called The Race for the White House. And they're
Carter
doing,
Ford.
Yeah, right, tonight. So that's on tonight. Season finale of season 10 for Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right.
That's on tonight.
Yeah.
Walking Dead is on tonight, which I pretty much said forget it, but I watched last week's episode. I liked it, so I'll be watching it again tonight.
Yeah.
So you got that tonight. You've got Black Monday tonight. Again,
Did you watch last week?
Yeah, they were okay.
I thought the first episode stunk. I haven't watched the second episode yet.
Part of the second episode.
I'm thinking about giving up on it already.
Yeah.
Because
the
season one was good. Now it's kind of just like Westworld.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Westworld tonight, I'm not going to watch that.
Season one was good, but it could have been great. It could have been great.
Which one?
Westworld. Season one could have been great. It was good.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
Season one was okay.
But with that, the whole remake, the show thing could have been great.
Yeah.
Season two pretty much stunk.
Yeah.
And season three is way off.
Well, it's set way in 2050 now in LA?
Yeah. So don't like it. And Brockmire, the new season, 10 Years of the Future, don't like it at all.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, 10 Years of the Future, don't like it at all.
Yeah, I liked it.
10 Years in the Future.
I wasn't going to watch it. I thought later with it, but I watched it and I liked it.
Yeah. The next week is the season finale of The Sinner.
Season
one was great. Season two is pretty darn good.
I like season two.
Yeah, season one was the best.
Season three just seems like
it's terrible.
Nothing's going on.
So
it doesn't make any sense.
Again, just like Stranger Things, season one is real good. Season two is okay. Season three stunk. Mm. But personal opinion. But that's how it is with these shows a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Frankie and what's the show that you watch with Jane
Fonda?
Yeah, that could go on and on.
But
something like that could go on and on and on. It's still funny.
Yeah.
Nothing's changing. But with Stranger Things, Black Monday, shows like Westworld, they change considerably.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's.
You don't have Stars, but Friday, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood debuts on Stars.
Oh yeah, I saw that. You have Stars?
Yeah,
okay.
That's how I was getting The Omen and The Omen 2.
Boy,
that the woman who played the housekeeper or the nanny or whatever.
Yeah, she was mean.
Boy, she was creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy, but boy, that was good.
Yeah, I saw that about a year ago.
Yeah, first time I seen that.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know when, but man, it was good.
I
TiVo'd the second one with Bill
with
Holden.
Sam O'Neill.
No, that was the third one.
Yeah.
William Holden,
he gets it at the end.
William Holden and Lee Grant are in
Lou
the second
Ayers
one.
Gets it at
but
the
I
end.
Love I love how the omen the first one ends. The president is at the funeral,
mm-hmm.
And the kid is right there and what have you.
Yeah, so. It was a good one. We saw that at the Egyptian Theater in 1976.
Wow.
We took the RTD bus down to Hollywood to see the movie, and it was good. But I watched it about a month or a year ago, and it was entertaining.
Yeah, fantastic.
Did you see the whole thing?
Yeah.
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 It was good.
I mean. Really, I'm busting up at the start when they're taking the first 15 minutes or whatever, when they're going to a wedding. And, he's
the
ambassador. He's got the top hat on, and they're going, and they're in the Rolls Royce, and the kid starts freaking out. Right when they open up the door, the one guy says, Senator Thorne.
Ambassador
Thorne. And then the kid wakes up, and then the look on the guy's face that opens up.
Yeah,
like
you're
it
right
was
about
like,
that.
Yeah.
We'll be getting a call in just about a minute or two here, so... Yeah. If you have anything you want to talk about, get it out of the way here right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, well, after we're done with the call, Mark, there's an affiliation we have with Altamed every year.
Altamed,
They have a...
That's the health company, right?
Yeah, but they sponsor a wonderful
The Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah, every year at the LA Live downtown, which is great. We get a many of these things throughout the year, but I think this is the best one that we attend.
The Ultimate one?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I mean, it's massive quantities of people. They got a VIP section.
The only problem with it is the lines could get pretty big. But anyhow, we have a call coming in as we speak.
Wonderful.
So let's see if we can get to this. Okay.
Boy, right on the money, huh, Mark?
Hello, thanks for calling the Tastemakers. Anybody there?
Hello there.
Hey,
I'm here. I'm right here.
Hey, Glenn, is that you?
This is Glenn.
Glenn?
Welcome on board, Glenn. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Tastemakers.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. We appreciate you calling in. Boy, it sounds like you're right here in the studio with us.
Sounds like he's next door.
Yeah, it's great. Well,
maybe he is, Mark.
Glenn, you're in Philadelphia, or where are you at right now?
So right now, believe it or not, I am somewhere between Ohio and Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Because I was actually coming back to Philadelphia. I actually live in Philadelphia. But believe it or not, got caught up in the whole COVID piece, of course. And had to pick up my son at college and drive him back right now.
Okay. Well, let me just get off track real quick. Since you are a resident of Philly, Pats or Geno's? What's your preference?
You know, here's the thing of it. I'm a big Geno's fan.
Okay.
I love Geno's. I've loved Geno's since I came in. I'm a bread guy.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I'm a bread guy, and I like the Geno's bread better.
Okay.
I know there's going to be a lot of people screaming at me,
yeah,
but that's me.
What's your preference, Mark?
Well, we were there a few years back, and we had them each. You know, we had one, tried them both, and I'm a bread guy too, because I think bread is it's 50% of a sandwich. You got to have a good bread, okay? I liked them
both.
I don't think I bought a T-shirt from Geno's. I don't remember if I bought the T-shirt because I liked it better or because Pat's wasn't selling a T-shirt back then. But I got the Geno's T-shirt. But I do like them both. You know, they were both good. So I guess I'm not. I guess only being there the once, I really can't choose from one or the other. But
so they must have been pretty close then.
Well, literally across the street from each other. But yeah, I mean, in the taste, they were both good. I guess, it's hard to say. But I always, anybody I know from Philly,
guys,
I always like to ask him.
Here's what I'll tell you. You come out and I'll show you about a dozen places that'll just knock your socks off.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's just that Pat's and Gina's, they get all the press because they've been around forever and they're so close to each other. It's just that they're the two that everybody talks about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've heard that too. Everybody else says there's a lot better ones than in Philly or South Philly than Pat's and Geno's. But it is what it is.
You know, it's kind of like Chicago, Mark. There's all these great. There's like five great pizza places, but there's some people who like the Home Run Inn,
right?
You know,
or you like Lou Malnati's, you like Geno's. And,
But like I said, there's like usually the 3 to 5 great ones, but then you got people that like the lesser ones.
So. All right, but I had to get that in because I don't talk to people from that part of town that often.
Glenn, we're looking at the windows of our studios right now. The blue skies, white clouds. It's a beautiful day here in Southern California. How is the weather where you are right now?
You know, it's actually not too bad right now. It's mid-40s, got a little bit of clouds. We're supposed to get some pretty intense rainstorms this week. But all in all, you know, we can't complain for that time of year.
Right.
You never know. Sometimes you can get, a foot of snow.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. To our listeners around the globe right now, Glenn is your title would be like USA Director of Red Chocolate?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Correct.
And it's the complete name of the company is Red Chocolate. Is that right?
Red Delight Chocolate.
Oh, Red Delight.
That's
okay.
Our brand name.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about it there, Glenn. I know that you guys are, I guess, the best chocolate out there with the fewest calories, or is that a good way to describe you guys?
Well, you know, the best way to describe us, it's actually a very interesting story. We started many years ago. We're actually started by two families. Both were master chocolate makers.
Master
and what they
chocolate.
Wanted to do was they wanted to craft what the world had never seen when it came to chocolate. Really, we laugh because when you look back at what they're trying to do and what we do every day, we're really changing chocolate's reputation.
Yeah.
And so they went out and they designed and crafted an absolutely beautiful chocolate, like you said, with no sugar added, which we actually use melon sugar to sweeten our products. And people always ask me, so what's melon sugar?
Yeah.
Was, you know, when you bite into a watermelon and that juice that drips down your chin on that hot summer day?
Yeah.
That juice is actually it's melon sugar. It's natural sugars. And since we use that type of sugar, we can actually have up to half the calories, up to 40% less fat, and still all the amazing, delicious tastes you're used to.
Well, that sounds like the science of chocolate there.
It is. It's an art form.
Yeah. Glenn, do you have like a number one seller? I mean, do you have a something that just everybody has to have? Is there one thing that stands out, or do you just have a wonderful variety of things and everything is great?
You know, for me, I love the dark chocolate with almond and orange. We've got a beautiful hint of orange from Spanish oranges that will just knock your socks off. You know, our number one seller, of course, is like everything else here in the U.S., is our milk chocolate, where we use only German non-GMO milk. You know, we use only the best of the best in the ingredients. But if you're looking for something where you're snuggled down on the couch and you're binge-watching some reality TV.
Like everybody is nowadays.
I'm an orange guy.
Yeah. That sounds good. Orange and chocolate. Tasty.
Mm-hmm.
How long has the company been around?
You know, we've been in the United States for just over a year at this point, but the company itself has been around quite a long time, and you'll find us throughout Europe. We're actually one of the fastest-growing chocolate companies throughout Europe. Oh. So, you know, like I say, you'll find us from Red Square throughout the UK everywhere in between. We've got a great team in place that does an amazing job.
Now, that sounds fantastic. Now, this being said, because my mouth is watering, I wish we had some chocolates in front of us right now. For all our listeners, Glenn, if they want to go out and get some today, how would they do so? I would assume you could do it by way of your website.
Online.
But
we are throughout all retail throughout the United States. For instance, in the L.A. market, whether it be Gelson's, whether it be Bristol Farms, Ralph's,
all
the different large retail partners. A couple of months, we're actually going to be showing up on Walmart shelves. And the great thing is we're always just one click away on Amazon where you can try all of our products. And I'll tell you what, fellas, if you haven't tried our Diamond Pralines, I'm telling you right now, make sure you're sitting down when you try your first one.
I love pralines, so that sounds fantastic.
It sure does. It
Diamond
sure
pralines.
Does. Yeah, boy, if I would have known that, because I was at Walmart just earlier today, I would have looked. Well, you're not at Walmart yet. You're going to be at Walmart, but there's a Ralph's right around the block from where I live. I would have went in there and tried to pick one up.
Well, you know where to go after we leave
here. Yeah, but I need it right now, though, Mark. I need it right now.
And
the dark chocolate would go great with a bottle of champagne.
Do the pralines come in dark chocolate, Glenn? Or is that
Pralines are actually milk chocolate, so we've got milk chocolate with nut, and then we've also got a coconut filled.
Okay.
So those are our milk chocolate pralines. They're in a diamond shape, what actually is one of the 10 global patents we hold for our company.
Wow.
And the design is not from a marketing perspective. It's because when you put it in your mouth, you will literally feel like there's an explosion of chocolate. And each one of our pralines is 40 calories, fellas.
Wow.
So if I had you stand up in your chair right now and sit down, you just burned half those calories.
How about that? That's pretty impressive. I like that. Well, who doesn't like chocolate in the first place, right? I mean, chocolate is a inexpensive way
indulgence.
To bring joy and happiness to one. I mean, it's just, I myself love chocolate. I've always loved chocolate, and it's an inexpensive way to get some enjoyment and entertainment for the day, huh?
You know what? As they say, flowers say I'm sorry, chocolate say I love you.
Hey, I like that too. Hey, let me give you the opportunity to put the website out there. Would you, Glenn? What's your website?
Sure. Our website is red-chocolate, so it's red-chocolate.com. You can find out all the information about our company, about our different products, and you can pick up some while you're there. Like I said, go to many different places to find us.
It sounds really good, Glenn. You know what sounds really good is those pralines, the way you described it. Let me ask you this. What would the cost for something like that be? I mean, do you have different sizes or just one size?
No, we actually, there's different sizes. So we have everything from what we call our grab and go, which is what you'd find, a 7-Eleven or something like that. And they're usually about $1 on our retail. We have our beautiful chocolate bars, which you'll see in retail, which are about 3.5 ounces. And those retail for about $2.99.
Mm.
And then when you look at the pralines, which come 12 to a box, it's anywhere between $3.99 and $4.99, according to the retail.
Yeah.
But very inexpensive.
Yeah.
Great as a gift. You'll find them sometimes even over by the greeting card aisle.
Sounds really good and very affordable and inviting. On another note, Glenn, we're looking forward to having you involved with our upcoming event. I'm assuming, I know Mark has been talking with you. Is this the first type of celebrity gifting suite or gift bag opportunity you've been involved in?
It is, as a matter of fact, and we're very excited. We're going to bring all of our different products, and we're going to make sure everybody has a chance to take some home and try some there. And,
that was going to be
we'll
my
make
next.
Make sure everybody's yeah. happy and gets their.
That was going to be my next question. What are you going to be bringing, and what are you going to be gifting? And I'm glad to hear that's going to be a variety. And you want to make sure that every time the Harris Brothers come walking by your area, be ready for us.
Yes, we do love chocolate. And I've got no problem eating chocolate until I can't eat any more chocolate. I'm not one of these guys that is only going to have a piece here and a piece there. I like to eat chocolate.
We were just talking about earlier in the show how with everybody spending more time these days at home with what's going on, everybody seems to be eating a lot. Well, we definitely have been. I know Mark's house has been, and I definitely have. And it's hard to stay away from. But yeah, Mark is definitely a snacker. So
yeah, I like my snacks. And I like my candy. But chocolate. I mean, well, I really love chocolate. Yeah.
Two things, fellas. Two things I promise you. My marketing person, Amy, actually is working on something special for the both of you. So I can't wait to hand it off to you. And that's just for you two. Something special.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
And what I always tell people right now, especially with everything that's going around, remember, limit your sugar intake. Remember that sugar actually puts your white blood cells, and I'm not going to go into the scientific part.
Sure. But well, that's
actually
good to know,
puts your white blood cells into a coma state. So if you're going to eat, make sure it's less sugar.
Yeah.
Make sure whatever you're drinking is less sugar, so this way you can stay happy and healthy. And
we want
everybody okay. That's always our first concern.
Definitely good to know. Indulge, but don't indulge too much.
Don't overindulge.
Don't overindulge.
Right. Don't overindulge.
Okay. If you're going to indulge in red. That way you're safe.
I like that. Indulge in red. Yeah. Red-chocolate.com. Easy enough website to remember.
Yeah, fantastic.
Let me just pass that on to all our listeners. Again, go to red-chocolate.com. And if you are in the L.A. area, I mean, heck, you've got many of places that have it now. Bristol Farms is a great place.
Bristol Farms, Gelson's. And there's a Ralph's around the block. Gelson's is right down the street.
Gelson's not too far from the studio right over here. So those are great locations.
Yeah.
And I think there's a Gelson's, too, in the Paseo in Pasadena. I think that's still there. So
Mark.
And there's a Bristol Farms in Pasadena. So there's Bristol Farms. And there's Bristol Farms in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
So there's Bristol Farms.
A lot more places than I thought. For whatever reason, I just thought it was going to be like just on his website or places in Philadelphia.
But there's lots of places you get it. Amazon, Bristol Farms, Gelson's, Ralph's, coming to Walmart.
On another note, Glenn, as far as social media, are you on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter?
What are your social media tags? Throw that out there.
Absolutely. Yep. So all of our social media is Red Chocolate USA. Mm-hmm. You can go to our Facebook page. That will be your landing page for everywhere else. There's also a way to, of course, from our website to get onto our social media. We're very active in social media. Everything from just talking about our brand, but just talking about some of the health and wellness out there, things to do during these trying times, finding out about our products, finding out about some of the programs we're running, because I know that we run quite a few contests because we love to give our products away because we love seeing people's faces the first time they try it.
Well, I love it.
Always something exciting and fun to happen.
Well, it's very positive. I'm telling you, I feel like I almost want to run out and get the stuff.
Yeah, right.
You know, we have a lot of people on the show that are talking about their product, and sometimes they're just talking. There's a passion in your voice and tone, there's no doubt about it, which is definitely inciting and more inviting.
Well, it is chocolate. You could be passionate about chocolate.
You're right about that, Mark. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's definitely making your mouth water, and I'd like some of that dark chocolate with a bottle of champagne now.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
So it sounds like he's got a good variety of stuff, and definitely have to peruse the website in more detail.
That was Facebook. Are you on Instagram? You're on Twitter? You're on all the other ones, too?
Yep.
Okay, let's have it. Now
we're on everything. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all the same with Red Chocolate USA.
Okay.
Fantastic. Well, we'll look into that and we'll add on to that and follow and incorporate it in our social media promotion as well.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Red-chocolate.com. Glenn, we'll see you in just a little over 2 months. We're going to pop out there today or tomorrow, and we're going to get some of this chocolate and sample it, and I'm sure it's as good as you say it is. So everybody out there that's listening, go to their media, or go to their social media pages, go to their website, get to Bristol Farms out here in the Los Angeles area, in Gelson's, in Ralph's.
Bristol Farms,
and we know they've got it right now, so get out there and enjoy it. Glenn, thanks for participating with our upcoming event. We look forward to having you with us as the official chocolatier at the gifting suite. And we will be in touch over the next 2 months. And
In closing, Glenn, do you have anything else to say to our listeners?
No, just thank you for the time, guys, and everybody stay happy and healthy, and prayers with everybody, and we look forward to seeing you guys in a couple of months out in L.A.
Fantastic.
Thanks so much,
safe
man.
To you, too. Be, be safe out there.
Well said. So you take care and eat some chocolate.
Yeah.
Until next time,
Sounds
Glenn.
Great, guys.
Okay. You take care.
Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Boy, that sure sounded good, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, you always like chocolate, but when you got something like this, something you haven't had before, you have something you haven't tasted, it's.
I didn't realize they were all in Rouse and Gelson's.
That's pretty good for only being in the States for a year.
Yeah.
You know, they've been around. They've been chocolatiers in Europe for a while, but to be here only in a year to be all over the place like that, it is. That's great.
I like it. He said he's bringing a bunch of stuff too. The whole nine.
Yeah, so. I like when you bring a lot of stuff.
Those pralines sure did sound good.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, actually, it all sounded good.
Yeah. And plus, it's fewer calories.
You know, when we did our last event, Mark, for the Oscars, we had a client, a Ticketmaster type of client.
Yeah.
They were giving out bars of chocolate. Do you remember? Did you get one of those?
Did
you try it?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was okay. I mean, it's just it's like world's finest chocolate. You know, the kids sell at the corner.
I didn't even try it. I had
it. And again, it was milk chocolate. The only milk chocolate that I really like is Hershey's. So I mean, it was just it was okay.
Yeah. Speaking of world's finest, boy, has that gotten small, huh?
Yeah.
I mean,
we were packed. When was that? Yesterday, a couple of days ago, we were walking past Vons. The kids were out there selling it.
Yeah.
And it is tiny.
On another note, I was just going to say, when we were driving to Malibu yesterday, we went through the Pacific Palisades, you know, the shopping center, the Caruso one.
Yeah.
Gortnik Drucker's is there now.
Oh, that's right.
Right on Sunset. They got a real nice store.
So you could see it on Sunset?
Yeah, it's right on Sunset. Yeah. Huh. Right as you're driving by. Right at the stop sign. I saw it.
Are they still in Beverly Hills?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. But to go from that old school little alley entrance of Gordon Drucker's to the new shiny glossy Pacific Palisades, that seems so weird.
I like it because you could see it right off the street, where the other one was kind of like, it was there forever.
It was the alley more or less. Yeah. And it was been there forever, though.
Yeah.
And that was old school Ronald Reagan, Frank Sinatra.
This is all hip and cool.
That seems strange.
Yeah.
When you transform from that type of market to that type of market.
Yeah, so I don't know if they've closed Beverly Hills or not.
Huh.
We used to get our shoe shine there.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a different thing, right?
Yeah. That was a great old school place. But that's what I'm saying. It just doesn't seem right. We'll see how the new place goes.
In fact, I think they're pretty new because, Kieran, after they opened up this
about a year ago, I think.
Yeah,
right?
We were there, I guess, about a year ago. It was not there. So this is pretty new. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I just didn't know it was there yet.
Yeah.
That's cool. Any other shout-outs you got going?
Yeah, I do for Altamed.
Okay. Yeah, you started that.
Yeah.
You started the Altamed, and then we got the call.
Yeah, so Altamed, they're a medical... How would you explain
provider.
What they are?
Provider, medical provider.
Yeah. And they also do an annual food and wine thing at the LA Live in downtown Los Angeles, which is fantastic. We just want to give an overview and a quick shout-out to them in these trying times. Altamed, we know how people are feeling helpless and we're going to help them during these unsettling and quiet, quite frankly, scary times. Altamed is a leading healthcare system provider to more than 300,000 Southern California residents. Boy, that's a big chunk of people. Southern California, 300,000 people working around the clock to provide crucial services to the most vulnerable populations, elderly, pregnant women, low-income people. They are there and ready to help you. In all of our ongoing efforts to flatten the curve of this pandemic, Altamed wants to help take further steps by supporting the healthcare clinics and personnel who are at the front lines fighting this. Kudos to all the people on the front lines, by the way. Altamed is waiving...
First responders.
Altamed is waiving the cost sharing and co-pays for medically necessary screening and testing for COVID-19. They're also working rapidly to develop open-air testing centers and need support ensuring they have the resources for necessary equipment and supplies. Wow, this is huge. Key messaging. Altamed changes lives and makes a large impact on communities across the state of California that otherwise would have extremely limited access to health care. Altamed is a 501(c)(3) organization and donations are 100% tax deductible. In the midst of COVID-19, Altamed Health Services are working in overdrive to ensure that communities are safe, healthy, and especially in these vulnerable and elderly times. The first of many Altamed pop-up testing centers are going in Southern California this week. So that's important.
Yeah.
In times of crises, it's imperative that all medical services be available and easily accessible. So check them out at the altamedfoundation.com. They're on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Altamed Foundation. So check them all out. Tune in to Altamed for more information, and they're here to help us all.
Way to go, Altamed. Did you give the website?
Altamed.com.
Okay, good deal. Good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when did they have that, wine festival? When was that?
I think it's like September.
Okay, all right.
Jeez, or that's not very August.
Oh, geez, that's just right down the road a bit.
Or is it October?
Okay. Well, either way, that's good. Hey, wasn't yesterday the start of the, supposedly it was going to be the start of the San Diego polo season?
No, it was, they've already been.
Not the start, but I mean, wasn't it?
Yeah,
was,
they had
was
a game.
Was it supposed to be a match yesterday?
Yeah.
They did have a game yesterday?
No, you just said, were they supposed to? And I said, yeah, they were supposed to.
Okay.
I would assume it was canceled.
I would assume so, too.
Yeah.
I've got to go to the website and find that out. But yeah, so I guess all the polo season, because that usually starts about April or May, doesn't it?
Santa Barbara.
May.
Down in for San Diego market, I think it starts in May or June.
Okay.
Because it goes through September.
But this new one started early.
Yeah, and as we were on our way to Malibu yesterday, we're driving past the Will Rogers State Park. You know, they have a weekly thing, but every summer they have that one that we go to. You didn't go last year.
I went last year.
And it's supposed to be in June of this year.
Oh, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so I don't.
Well, that's still a couple months away, so we just don't know how this thing's going to play out. So we'll see. But
I mean,
the San Diego one started early yesterday, or this last week or whatever.
And again, May is when Santa Barbara starts, but.
Okay.
Like you said, we're still into March. Who knows where we're going to be? And I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
All we can say is be as safe as you can, be as healthy as you can, do what you can. You can't do any more than you can do.
Right.
You know, and that's it, pretty much in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Do what you can. Go out if you have to.
Help your neighbors.
Help your neighbors.
Be
speaking
nice.
Of that, Mark, our neighbors to the right, I was talking to them. Everything's good with them. Our neighbors to the left who had the new fence put up and all that work done, haven't seen them. Their kids were in the backyard yesterday, I saw for about 10 minutes, but haven't seen them in 10 days.
Well, maybe they're doing complete
stuff. Yeah, either they're going out super early to get the
supplies
or what have you, but haven't seen them in 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah. And if I wouldn't have seen the kids in the backyard yesterday for 5 minutes, I would have been thinking, are they okay over there?
Wow.
You know, but I know some people, I don't want to say paranoid, but some people being a little more safe than others.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can't let it completely control your life, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we were both out yesterday and tons of people were out.
Yeah.
But as long as you keep your social distance, like when I was in line at the Malibu Seafood to order our food, everybody was 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But,
don't panic.
Yeah.
Do what you have to do. Be kinder. Be nicer. Help your neighbors and just be decent. You know, that's all you can say.
Yeah. Like I always say, it's free to be nice and kind.
Yeah.
And Brad Pitt said something nice about that when he got his Oscar.
Right. Something along those lines.
But
nice. Be decent. Help the neighbor and watch some TV. Storage Wars is on A&E and on FYI Network.
Yeah.
So we're on there. It's like
Blake said yesterday, how many people get FYI? But as long as some people are getting it.
Spectrum does. I thought he had Spectrum. I thought MJ had Spectrum. If she had Spectrum, she gets FYI, but I guess she doesn't have Spectrum. So if you got that carrier, you've got it. So in the meantime, if you want, again, Matt, we both mentioned we're doing, we've got the Reality Awards, the 7th Annual
May 31st.
Awards. May 31st.
Couple spots still open and it's still on.
Moms, Mother's Day, Celebrity Swag Bag, and the Emmys is just a short 6 months away. So
still, we're starting to fill spots for that. Yeah. We've got a couple other things that we're currently working on. So all good here with Wild Creations and the Harris Twins.
WildCreationsMedia.com. If you have an email, you want to send us a question or anything, WildCreationsMedia@gmail.com. Facebook.com/WildCreations, Instagram, Twitter, MySpace, LinkedIn, we're all there. So, get out there and enjoy life and
make the best of it and have fun. I mean, what's happening is happening. So don't put yourself
don't panic,
in
panic. Don't react.
Just
do what you
do the right thing. Stay safe. Keep strutting along.
Until next time. Ciao.
Later.
Enjoy.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.